We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Lamed Zayin. We begin on the bottom line of Lamed Vav and Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous dafim regarding what type of dough can be made into matzah and that it won't be chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara begins talking about the Braisa. Ein oifin pas ava b'Pesach. Divrei Beis Shammai holds one is not allowed to bake thick bread, which the Gemara later will explain what that means, on Pesach, and continue the top of Lamed Zayin and Alf. U'Beishil Matirin, however, Beishil permit one to bake thick bread on Pesach. So the Gemara asks, how much is this thick bread that it's that thick, Beisil would permit one to bake that on Pesach? And that is obviously one has to be concerned that it might turn into chametz when there's a lot of dough. On that, Rav Huna, tefach, it's only if it's a tefach thick, but not more than a tefach. And the reason is, because that's exactly what we find by the showbread, the lechem apanim, which was made every week on the Shabbos, it was eaten on the shulchan, which that's forbidden to become chametz thick, as the Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Zayin and Alf explains, that it says in the pasuk, kol mincha shetekrivu begoyim, etc., which that comes to include the lechem apanim also, that there's a azhara, there's a prohibition of having it become chametz thick. And yet in spite of that, the thickness of the walls of the lechem apanim, which was made like, it was like a ches, like an upside down table, that it was a tefach, that the walls were the thickness of a tefach. And that's again, as we said, because it's bread that has upon him a face, and a face is not less than a tefach. And therefore, we see this concept that something could be at least a tefach thick and not be over it, not come to the prohibition of being chametz thick. And therefore, Beisul says the same thing is regarding a Pesach. One is allowed to bake the matzah up to the thickness of a tefach. Maskevlar of Yosef. Yosef asks on this interpretation of Rav Huna, that you see from the lechem apanim that it's not going to become chametz up to tefach. And that's the explanation of Beis Hill, why this pas ava is a tefach. However, he says there's five differences between the lechem apanim, why that's why it would be permitted up to a tefach, which you don't have by matzah on Pesach. Im amru, if we said that is to allow up to the thickness of a tefach, bizrizin, by those who are diligent, in other words, the kahanim, that they're the ones that make the lechem upon them. They're proficient in the protection that it should not become chametz thick. Yimra, we're going to say to permit to every single person regarding the baking of dough on Pesach, b'she'enin's reason, who are not diligent. A second thing, im amru b'pasamela, if we said regarding the lechem upon them, which is well-worked dough, that is, there it's not going to become quickly to become chametz thick because of the work that's done on it prevents it from rising and turning into chametz, as the Mishnah Masechet Menachos and Daf Ayin Vav Menachos says, that all the menachos, all the flour offerings needed 300 rubbings and 500 pounding. So therefore, it's very well worked. Yeah, there it's not going to become chametz thick. Are we going to say that the same thing up to tefach would be allowed by matzah on Pesach where it's not well worked? A third difference, im amr be'etz mivashin, if we said regarding the lechem aponim in the Beis HaMikdash, where it was heated with dry wood, and that is they would bring the firewood only from the summer months. As the Gemara Masechet Tainis says in Daf Laman Alav and Alav, that from Chamisha Asa B'Avin further on, then the sun is not that strong anymore, and they would stop cutting the wood for the maracha, for the fire, by the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there where the wood was very dry, there we said that it's mutter up to a tevach thick. Yemer be'etzem lacha, we're going to say for the same for moist firewood, which is what people are using Pesach time. A fourth difference, im amr b'tanucham, if we said by a hot oven, that is where every day they're constantly heating up the oven, the Beis HaMikdash to bake all the menachos and the breads of the Taida. There we say that so hot, it's going to cook it quickly, bake it before it's going to become chametz thick, and we allow it up to a tevach. Yemer b'tanu tzenda, we're going to say the same for a cold oven, which is regular people's ovens, which are not as heated as the oven, the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, im amr b'tanu shamateches, if we said this regarding a metal oven, which is what the one in the Beis HaMikdash was, as the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, and Perek Dam Chattis and Daf Tzadehim at Beis, Yemer b'tanu shalcheres, we're going to say the same thing for regular commoners' ovens, which are made out of earthenware. And therefore, the Gemara says, you're right, it seems to be that the Rav Huna's comparison to say that pas ava, thick bread, is up to tefach, because we see that by lechem aponim, is not a raya, because there's five reasons why we would say it only by the lechem aponim. So therefore, the Gemara says, Amar b'yemer ba'aba, says, She'ilis is Rabbi b'yichud. I asked my Rebbe, my teacher, b'yichud, which Rashi has two interpretations. Either it means individually, which just between me and him, or it means with clarity. So I asked my Rebbe, Uman, and who was his Rebbe? That was Rav. Nikodami, that others say a different version of this Messiah, that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav, that he said in the name of Rav, that Rav said, She'ilis is Rabbi b'yichud, that I asked my Rebbe in individual or in, with clarity, Uman, and who is the Rebbe of Rav? That was Rabbein HaKodesh, that was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That my pasavo, so what is the interpretation of thick bread that Basil allows that in Bishami says Asr? That is pas meruba. That was when there's a lot of bread that's baked together. And that is not because of the problem of chametz, because we're talking about that they were made very thin like regular matzah made. However, the reason that it would possibly be forbidden, according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel says is mutter, is because of what's called a tircha, an exertion that's not necessary to make so many. And that is v'amaykar l'pasava. Why is it called thick bread? B'shum d'nefisha b'lisha, because there's a lot of dough there when it's being kneaded, because they would knead them all together, and the dough would be thick when you're making it all together. Therefore, that's an unnecessary exertion, and that's why Beis Shammai would say it's usr, but Beis Hillel would say it's mutter, but not because of the thickness of the dough itself. In other words, regards to how it's made as in matzah. It was a lot of dough, and that's why it's called pasava, but it was baked separately as regular thin matzahs, and that's why there's no problem of chametz. Or if you want, you could say, but asr the haitana in the location of this tana, la pas meruba pasava karolei. You're right, it has nothing to do with thick bread, and it's not because it was kneaded when it was thick. It's just that in that location, they would call many breads a thick bread, and therefore, essentially, it's just the idea of a tircha yisera. And that would be, as the Gemara is going to explain right now. My time, what is the reason that Beis Shammai would say that it's usr this pas ava? What is the prohibition? There's no problem of chametz, because we said you're baking them thick, regular matzahs. So what's the problem of this pas ava that they say it's usr? Imishum de kotarach tircha de leitzarach. If you're going to say, as we were assuming, that it's because of it's an unnecessary exertion, ma'iribe pesach, so that what does it have to do with making matzahs on Pesach? Afilu b'yamtiv nami. This is a halacha that's generic for every yamtiv. It's a tircha that you're not supposed to do more than what's necessary. And because we said regarding Pesach, there's no problem of chametz, so why are we saying it just regarding Pesach? So the Gemara answers in the Chanami. Truthfully, it is something that applies to all yamtivim. The haitana b'yamtiv shal Pesach. He happened to have been talking about the yamtiv of Pesach, so he mentioned Pesach. But in truth, it's a halacha that applies to all yamtivim. And Tanam Hachi, similarly, we learned in the Braisa that demonstrates this, that it wasn't because of a problem of chametz that Beis Shammai said pas av would be a problem, rather because of a tircha, because as we find in this Braisa that they didn't mention anything about Pesach, rather it's regarding all Yom Tovim, that the Braisa says, Beis Shammai Oimrim, in oifen pas av be Yom Tov, we do not bake thick bread on Yom Tov, u'besil matir, and besil say it's permitted. So again, that was the idea of this machlek as a pas av, if it's a problem of tircha yisera or not. Now the Gemara again continues on this theme about the different types of matzah that are permitted to be made on Pesach. So Tanur Ban, we learn the Braisa. Yitzin b'pas nekiyah, you can fulfill your chiyuv of matzah with white bread, that is white matzah, ubhadra, and with coarse matzah, uvisrikin hamtziyarin, and with decorated matzahs that has different images engraved in it. But Pesach, all these things you can fulfill your chiyuv on Pesach. And that is afa pisha amru in eisen strikas hametziyar me pesach. And that's in spite of the fact that, like at Chila, we said one is not allowed to make matzah with images on it. However, after the fact, it will be kosher, as it is one of the forms that matzah can be made in. And that is Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that davar zeh shol baisis ben zayin lacham. This is exactly what Baisis ben Zayin had asked the Chachamim. What is the reason? We're saying after the fact it's good. It's going to be regular matzah, like white flour or coarse flour. And that is, if it has images, it will be kosher after the fact. But why is it that, like a tchila, initially one is not allowed to go ahead and make matzah with images on it? So they said to him, because the woman spends a lot of time making the image, and therefore, she's not going to put it into the oven right away, and it's going to become chametz stick, and that is why initially we say you shouldn't do it that way, because you're not going to have it with the expedience that's necessary to make the matzah. To which Amalahem, he asked, what do you mean? What's the problem? That's why you can't make it with an image. Efshe yasen, you can make the image betfus with a stamp, v'kivanekivan, and then you can make it directly. In other words, you could do it very quickly, just give one stamp. It's not taking that much time. It's not more than all the other processes, so what's wrong? So Amalahem, they responded to him. Yemru, they're going to say, kol ha-srikin asur, and yes, all the images to do that, we say is forbidden. U'sriki baisis matam, but the images of baisis, that's permitted. In other words, you're right, you have a good point. If we made a stamp out of it, it would be permitted, but that's what's commonly called loy plug. We don't make differentiations. Since there is this general concern that people don't have a stamp, they're going to be making images, it's going to take time and become chametzik, so he said you're never allowed to go ahead and make images. So the Gemara continues with a story that illustrates this. Amar Belazar bar Tzadik. One time I went after my father into the house of Rabbi Gamliel. They viewed the fun of streaking them on Pesach, and they brought a matzah that was decorated with it, with images on it on Pesach. Amarti, I said, Abba, Tati, isn't this what the sages had said, that ain't oisin streaking them tziyarin bePesach? You're not allowed to initially go ahead and make it. How'd they do this in the house of Rabbi Gamliel? So my father said to me, Beni, my son, the Chacham did not make this gezer regarding regular people to say that it would be forbidden. That's because regular homeowners, when they make it for themselves, they're not so concerned to make it so perfect, and therefore they're not going to spend that much time making the image, and then we weren't concerned it's going to become chametz stick. Ella shalachtoimin amru. They only said this regarding bakers, those that sell, where they make it particularly as it should be, as perfect as it could be. And therefore, they spend a lot of time making the image. There is where they had the concern that here, when you were going to a regular person's house, Terem Gamliel, we're not concerned about the gzeira of Srikin. Igadami, that those that say, hachi kamalei, this is what he told them. To the contrary, regarding those made by the bakers, there was no gezer to make it aser, because they're accustomed and they're very proficient and they have these stamps already prepared, and therefore this that we're eating in Gamliel's house was made by the baker, there is no concern. Rather, that was only made by the regular people, where they're not so proficient, there it's going to take them a lot of time to make the image because they're not so bekin, there is where it was aser, and therefore here where it's from the nachtem, from the baker, it's not a problem. However, now the Gemara qualifies. Rabbi Yossi says, he says, Eisen Srikin, you can make these images on the Pesach, Kemin Rekikin, only if the matzahs are made very thin, where there they won't become chametzik so fast. So in the time constraints that you have, will allow you to go ahead and make the image because it's thin anyway. However, the Eisen Srikin Kemin Gluskos. However, you cannot make the images on matzah that is like thick dough, that there it has a smaller time frame for it becoming chametzik, and therefore, in those type of matzahs where they're thicker, then one cannot go ahead and make the images. Now the Gemara continues, it says Tanur Rabbanan, but the Bach says the Girsa should be Tanan Hasan. We learned over there in the Mishnah, which is in Masechtas Chala. And this is, we're going to be continuing the discussion that we were talking about in the previous daf of Lechem Oini. We were discussing what is exactly Oini. Now the Gemara discusses what is exactly Lechem, what is considered bread to be considered Lechem Oini. So we learned over there in Masechtas Chala that Hasufganin, that those breads that are made like a sponge, V'hadufshinin, and those that are fried in honey, and all these are different types of breads, V'iskaritin, and these are like made like wafers, that they're from a very loose batter, V'chalas hamastris, and the challah that's made in a pan, V'hamaduma, meduma is when there is a chulin that truma falls inside of it, which is a forbidden mixture because now there's truma which cannot be consumed. These are all items that we're going to say are going to be putter, but this item of meduma is specifically because the pasuk says regarding the chiv of challah of terima truma, that there is when a person bakes a certain amount of dough, you have to take off a portion of what's called challah given to the kohen. So it says terima truma, which means that you have to go and take off a separation for that, but the exclusion is not something that already was truma, and therefore if truma falls into the chulin dough, one would not go ahead and take off challah because it's not truma truma, it's something that already was truma. So there the Mishnah concludes and says, patur min challah. All these items are going to be exempt from challah, and that is because the pasuk in Bamidbar Tezvav says, ba'acholchem milechem arz, that when you eat from the bread of the land, then you have to go ahead and give off the schiv of challah. Now, all these items, as the Gemara will later demonstrate, are not called lechem, they're not called bread, and that's why they're not included in the category of the chiv of challah. Now, the Gemara clarifies one item, my chalas hamastris. What is this item of chalas hamastris? It's one of the items that's not called lechem, and therefore it's exempt from the chiv of challah. Mershuma levi zecholot shel balei batim. This is the type of item from regular homeowners that's scolded, that's not made in the regular way as bread is made. Again, therefore it's not included in the category of lechem, and therefore it's not in the chiv halachi of the chiv of challah. So now the Gemara explains what exactly is this exemption of all these different items that the Mishnah Masechtas Challah says, that why they're not mechuyev challah. So Amr Shlakish, he says, halalu, all these items, again, he's not in reference to Bishum and Levi that was talking about this challah hamasis, rather he says, all these items that we mentioned, the sufkanin, the duvshin, the skaritin, the challah hamasis, all these, the reason why they're exempt from the chiv of challah is because maisa ilpasin, they're made in a frying pan, and that's why they're not called lechem, not called bread. Because his opinion is that bread is only something that's baked in the oven. As it says in the Pasuk in Be'ikhavav, that lachmechem betaner echa, that your bread will be in one oven. That we see that the process of what to be called bread is when it's baked in the oven. Whereas here, where although it's dough and has the same ingredients, but since it's made in a frying pan, that's not considered bread, and hence it does not have the chiyuv of challah. That's Rish Lakish's opinion. Rabbi Yechon, he argues, and he says, in truth, if it's regular bread, it's just made in a frying pan, not an oven, that would be liable for the chib of challah. However, halalu, the reason why these things are exempt is sha'asun b'chama, because they were made in the sun, not with fire at all. Therefore, that is the reason to be exempt from the chib of challah. But again, just being made in a frying pan, that would be mechuyiv in challah, because that would be considered lacha. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Rabbi Yechon asked to Rish Lakish, that he said that a maisa ulpas, just being made in a frying pan, is a reason to be exempt. We learned in the Braisa Hasufkinin, this again, that's the dough that's made like a spongy form, Vahadubshinin, those that are fried in honey, Baskaritin, and these wafer-like ones. If Asun Bi'ilpis Chayevin, if it's made in the frying pan, then one is Chayev. And if Bechama Pturim, but if it's in the sun, then you're exempt. So it seems clearly to Yivti Ibshim Elokish, seems clearly to refute Ibshim Elokish's opinion that it says that the Chiv of Chal does not depend on if it's in the Ilpas. In the frying pan, one would be Chayiv. It's only because in the sun, clearly like Rabbi Yechanan. So Ma'ula, Ula says, no, it's not a refutation. Because Amal Chari Ibshim Elokish, he would tell you, Hochma Yiskinan. Here we were saying in that Braitza that one is going to be Chayiv, even though it's being made in the frying pan, is talking about Sheher Tiach, that first the frying pan was heated up. And only at the end was the bread then attached and then thrown on to the frying pan. Where that is somewhat like a form of being baked in the oven. And that's why you chayv, because the idea of an oven is that it's first heated up and then you put in the dough and then it bakes like bread. Here also, where although we said that you're exempt from putting in the frying pan, that's if you first do as is generally cooked in a pot, which is you first put in the item, then heat up the fire. Here, you heat up the fire, and then you put in the dough. That is like a ma'isa taner, and therefore, even Rish Lakish would agree that you're going to be chayv. Then the Gemara asks, wait, aval hidbuk ul b'sefer tiach mayit, but what are you saying? But if you would first put in the dough, and then heat up the fire underneath the frying pan, what would you say the halacha is? Hachan amid b'turin. That's what you want to say, Rish Lakish, that then you would be pot again, because the ma'isa ilpas. But then the question is, are the Tani Sefer, why does the Sefer of that Brisa say, Asin Bechama Peturin, that if it's, however, if it's made in the sun, then it's going to be exempt from Chala, Liflik Velis, Nebididai should differentiate and say, in that same category where it's talking about the Ilpas itself, and it should say, Bamed, remember when did we say that it's going to be Chayv Mechala in a frying pan? That's Kigun Sher Tichel B'Sef Hidrik. That's if it was first heated up, and then you put in the dough, then we said it's like a Maisatan and you'll be Chayv. Avil Hidbik will B'Sefer Tiach Peturin, but according to Yerush Lakish, it should have said, however, if you first put in the dough and then heat it up, then you're going to be exempt. Why go to another category when in that category itself you can find the Ptur? So now the Gemara answers, Chesuri Mechsuri V'Hochik Tani. It's not difficult according to Yerush Lakish because that word's missing, and this is essentially what the Braisa was saying. Remember, when did we say that you're chayiv sher tichel b'sef hidvuk? When you first heat it up, and then you attach it, then you're like a ma'isa taner. However, if you do first attach it, and then heat up the frying pan, then nasa kemisha asan mechama b'turin, then it is as if it was in the sun, and then you're going to be exempt, and therefore it is essentially like Rish Lakish's halacha. So the Gemara continues, Tashema, another raya l'char, not like Rish Lakish. Because the Braisa says, Yoitzin b'matzah hina. We can fulfill our chiyuv of matzah with the matzah of hina, which means that it wasn't fully baked. Like Rashi says, the pasuk in Shemos Yudbei says regarding the Karban Pesach, Al teichel b'menah. No, you can't eat it if it's not fully cooked. So therefore, the same thing is over here. The word hina means you can, even though it's not fully baked, but you can fulfill your chiyuv of matzah with that type of matzah. U'b'matzah hasui b'ilpas, and with matzah that's made in the frying pan. Now, that's in spite of the fact that matzah has to be what's called lechem oini, that it has to be the bread, it has to have the term of lechem, and yet still we're saying that even when it's made in the ilpas, it's being called lechem. That's not like Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish said, regarding the halachas of challah, that it's not called lechem. And here we see clearly that it is called lechem, even though it's made in the ilpas. So now the Gemara says, Hachanami Sher Tichlub Seif Hidvik. It's not difficult according to Rish Lakish. Because here we're also talking about that first it was heated up, and then it was attached, where there, even Rish Lakish agrees that then it is called Lechem, and therefore it's Lechem Oini. And therefore, yes, the same thing would apply regarding Challah in that type of form, that one would be Chayiv and Challah. Now the Gemara just clarifies, my Matzahina. Although we said that Matzahina means it's not fully baked, the question basically is, how little could it be baked that it's considered in the category of hina that it's going to be fulfilling the chiyuv of matzah? Some of Yehuda Meshmul, kol sheparsa, any matzah that if you're going to break it, vein chutin mishachin emen, and that the strings of the dough are not going to be drawing after it, that's enough baked to be considered matzah hina, that one will fulfill his chiyuv of matzah, and that'll be considered lechem oini on Pesach. So I'm a Rava comments on this, and he says, v'chein lach mitay, the same halacha applies to the breads that are brought with the carbon toida, that if, let's say, once shechts, he slaughters the carbon toida on these breads, as long as they were baked that much, the lechem are considered kaddish, and therefore then the carbon toida is going to be kosher, and that is because as long as the surface of the bread gets blackened, gets hardened, as the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos teaches, that's enough, and therefore this type of bread of hina is going to be enough to be considered baked, that it's considered lach mei toida. To which the Gemara asked on Rava, what a pshita, pretty obvious. What's he saying? And so too, Hacham lechem ksiv. Here by matzah, it says that it has to be lechem, which we're saying is matzahina. Vahacha lechem ksiv. And here regarding the lachmei toida, it also says the term lechem. Why would I think there's any difference that he has to tell us the same halacha applies? And that the Gemara says, because ma'adatema, I would have thought to say, hayaluk ksiv, since it says the pasuk in Vayikra regarding the carbon toida, where the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin Yadal says that vehikra v'men, if you're going to bring from it, echad mikol carbon, one of every carbon, truma lashem, a trumat Hashem, lakoyin hazarik es dam ashlamim lo yiyet. Who do you give from these chalas? And that is one of each is going to be given to the koyin. So that is as the pasuk says, v'hikri men, you should bring from it, we continue on to Amud Beis, echad mikol carbon, one from every carbon, as Rashi explains, that's what's given the truma to Hashem. And who, what does it mean you're giving it to Hashem? You give it to the koyin that brought the carbon, which means because there were four types of bread that were brought as for the lachmei toida. And each type had 10 chalas, and from every type they would give one to the kayin, and the rest would go to the owners. So that's what the simple translation of what the pasuk is saying. However, it's written in the form of you have to give one mikol carbon, one of every type of bread. So the drasha is, echad has to be one, although it's one, but one also means that it's not broken, shleitil paris, that you shouldn't give a broken one to the kayin. Now, v'hacha kaman de prisadami, I would think to say that the matzahina is like a broken one because it's not fully baked. And that's Kamash Malan. That's what the Pasuk had to tell you, that no, it's going to be, that's what Rav was telling you, that it's going to be kosher for the Lachmei Toida, and that it's not an invalidation of Echad, although it's not fully, it's still considered connected enough to be considered one matzah. And that's what I had to say, although you're right, they both say Lachem, I would have thought it would be invalid based on the principle of Echad. Now the Gemara continues on this, that Meisvei, now they asked on Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, that he said that a Maisa Elpas would be Chayiv. The only reason why these items were exempt from the Chiyuv of Challah is because they're baked in the sun, but in a frying pan is not an invalidation. However, we learned in the Braisa, Hame'isa, which means that the dough was, the bread was scalded, Beshamay Poitrin, Beshamay say that such a bread will be exempt from the Chiyuv of Challah. Ubesil Machayiv, however, Besil say that no, that's not going to exempt it, and that would be Chayiv in the Chiyuv of Challah. Hechlita, if it's scalded, which seems to be the same idea as Me'isa, here it's the reverse. Bishami Mechayv, and Bishami say that that type of bread is Chayv Mechal. Basil Poitin Basil says that it's Pater, which the Gemara asks, Ezehu Hame'isa ve'ezu Achlit. What is the difference between these two types? They both seem to be that they're scalded. On that, the Gemara says that there's a different, they're similar, but there's a different type of how the process goes. Hame'isa is Kemach Shagabe Muglashin. When it's Me'isa, it's the dough on top of the boiling hot water. Hechlita, that is the reverse. That's Muglashin Shagabe Kemach, that is the boiling hot water on top of the flour. So although they're both scalded, however, there's the opposite type of the same version. So that is the we have this machlikas, that they're reverse opinions regarding the same halacha of scalding, but depending if it's which one's on top, which one's on bottom. Bishmo Bibyesiyah Mishamab, he says the name of his father, he says, no, Zevezel Liftor. Both of them are going to be exempt from the Chiv of Chala. V'hamrila, and some say the opposite version, that Zevezel Chiv, that both of them are obligated in Chala. V'chamar, and finally, the last opinion in the Braisa says, is that Echad Zeve Echad Zev, both the Me'isa and the Chlita, it depends. Asin Be'ilpas Potter, if it's made in the frying pan, then it's going to be Potter from the Chiv of Chala. But Tanachav, however, if it's made in the oven, then it's going to be Chayv, no matter if it's Me'isa or if it's Chalita. Now the Gemara asks, first the Gemara wants to understand the Braisa before to say that there seems to be something wrong with the way with the text itself, and then once it concludes explaining the Braisa, then it's going to use the Braisa as a seeming refutation of Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. So first the Gemara asks, the Tanakama, the first opinion mentioned in the Braisa that quotes the halachas, the opinions of Bishamay and Basil, the question is, Maishna Hame'isa u Maishna Chalita? What is the difference between the two of them? Yes, you said one is that the hot water is going into the dough, or one is the dough going into hot water, but ultimately, they're both scalding, they both seem to be the same process. Why would it be reversed opinions of Bisham Bezil to be Chayiv or to be Potter? So therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Bechina Rabbi Yehuda, and Ve'itim Asam Seir Rabbi Shuban Levi, that you're right. Kemachlekes Bezu, kach machlekes Bezu. The machlekes regarding Me'isa is in truth the same machlekes regarding Chalita, and that is, the one who holds your Chayiv by one, holds your chayv by the other one. The one that says you're exempt by one from chal would say you're exempt by the other one. And the reisha that goes ahead and turns it the opposite is not one tana. And v'tavra, it's really broken. That is, they are difficult. The two different opinions that said by Me'isa and Chalita. And the truth is, Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu, the one that taught this opinion is not the same that taught the other opinion. And that is the tana that says which was the second Tana, the second quote, which says that this is from the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the leniencies of Beis Hillel, and they taught the halacha regarding chalita, the same thing as it really applies to Me'isa, because they're really the same process. The first opinion that was mentioned held that this was from the leniencies of Beis Shammai and the stringencies of Beis Hillel, and they taught it regarding Me'isa, but truthfully, the same thing would apply to chalita. And therefore, it really is two different opinions, and Beis Shammai either holds that both are chayiv, and Beis Hillel hold both are pot, or to the contrary, that Beis Hillel holds both are chayiv, and Beis Shammai would hold both are pot. So that's the understanding of the three different opinions. Again, the first opinion is a machalikas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and there's two different versions of that, which is how we just resolved it. Then we have the opinion of Bishmol Reb Yesi, who says that either they're both pater or they're both chayiv. And then we have the opinion of the Chacham, which is what the Gemara concludes to ask the question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ketanim, yes, one thing we did learn from this braisa is Vachacham, Ayim Nacham said, that Echad Zev Echad Zev, whether it's Me'isa, whether it's Chalita, as we said, Lachar, they are the same process. She'asen be'ilpas pata, if it was made in a frying pan, then you're exempt from the chiyuv of chal. B'taner chayiv, if it's made in the oven, you're chayiv. So to Yuf Rabbi Yochanan, that's a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, where he said that if it's made in a frying pan, you are chayiv. It's only because in the sun that you pater. And yet here we see clearly that if it's made in a frying pan, one will be exempt. That would not have someone be chayiv in the chiyuv of chal. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, this seems to be not like me. But Tanoihi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. The Tanoim learned the Braisa that he'll demonstrate that this is a machlekes Tanoim, and I'm going like a different opinion. The Braisa says, Yochel Yehei Me'isa V'chaluta. You would think that these two types of scolding, again, two different types of versions of it, Chayav Machal, you would think that it would be Chayav in Chalam. Tamaloy Melechem. So that's what the Pasuk tells you, that it has to be Lechem, has to be bread to be Chayav Machal, and this is not included in bread. Rabbi Huda says, Ein lechem ela ofa betana. Bread is only something that's baked in the oven. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Huda hain etana kama. They're both saying the same thing. What is this Rabbi Huda aimer? They're both saying that these two versions of scolding, Me'is and Chaluta, are pater from the Chiyav of Chala. So what is exactly the machloikas? El lav, so you must say, Rabbi Yochanan says, Maisa ilpusek imenayu. That this halacha of when it's made in a frying pan, that is what they're arguing about. And that is Tanakama Savar, the first opinion holds, Maisa Ilpas Chayavin, that when this chalut, when this scalded dough is made in a frying pan, that then you are chayav. And this is what the Tanakama was saying, that you would think to say that the Me'is and the Chalita would be chayav and chala. That's what the Pasuk teaches you, lechem. And these are not lechem. Why not? Because first, when they were kneaded, they were then cooked in boiling hot water. That's why they're exempt. However, this is the inference of the Tanakama's opinion. If they were made in a frying pan, that is that they were not baked, they were not made in the hot water, rather they were made on the fire, then they would be very similar to something that's baked in the oven, and they would be considered lechem, and they would be chayiv, which is like Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And truthfully, the same thing would it be, even if it was first put on the dough, and then it was heated up, even if it's not like how Rish Lakish agreed that yes, if it's heated up and then put on, that's like an oven. No, even like Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, even if it was first put on and then heated up, that would be enough to be considered like as if it was baked in the oven and to be considered lechem. That lechem is the opinion of the Tanakama, where they're saying you would only think it wouldn't be because it was made with that it was scalded with hot water and that's how it was baked. However, it would actually be made on the frying pan. That would be chayav machala. He was like that opinion of the previous brayta that argues in Rabbi Yochanan. He says that even if it's made in a frying pan, it's going to be exempt. Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Tanakama that even the Maisa Ilpas is potter because that also would not be considered lechem. Only something that is baked in the oven, that is what would qualify to be considered as lechem. So again, therefore the brayta, we see that who was it that said not like Rabbi Yochanan, and that seemed to have been refutation. Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda. I don't say like Rabbi Yehuda, I like the Tanakama, because that's obviously what they're arguing about, that the Tanakama says that the only problem of this Me'isa and the Chalita is because it was made with boiling hot water. But if it was made in a frying pan, that would be considered, because we see Rabbi Huda says more than that. He says it has to be in the oven. So must be Tanakam was saying that it's only because it wasn't in any pot whatsoever. But a Maisa Ilpas would be considered Mechuyev Mechal. Which the Gemara says, Loi, it's not true. This would not be a way out for Rabbi Yochanan to say that he finds a Tanoic opinion like him. Because the truth is, I could tell you, the Kuli Alma Maisa Ilpas Pitnur, that truthfully, even the Tanakama, everyone holds that if it's made in a frying pan, it will be exempt from the Chiyav Chala, and that there is no Tanoic opinion like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, so how do we understand this machlekes the Tanakama and Yehuda? Is v'hocha kagein shechazer v'afeh. Here we're talking about where they went and then rebaked this thing that was made in the frying pan. And then it was made betaner. in an oven. So we have a Maisa Ilpas, which would then go and rebaked in the oven. Comifically, that's what they're arguing about as follows. The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds, Kivin Shechazava Ofer Betana, since it was then, afterwards, you're right, it was already made in a frying pan. And everyone disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and holds, if it was made in a frying pan, it's not going to be Mechuv Mechal. But then it was rebaked in the oven, so lechem krinabe. So then it is ultimately cold bread. And as Rashi says, this is what the Tanakam was saying, that tam aloy melechem, this is what the Pasuk teaches you to be mechuyev mechal, has to be called lechem, bread. These are not called lechem because they were baked, they were cooked in water. And the same thing would apply, not only if it was just scalded, it was cooked in water, but even if it was made in a frying pan, where if it was attached, the bread, and then it was heated up, that would also not be called lechem, again, not like Rabbi Yochanan. However, that was what the inference of the Tanakhama is, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but however, if it was ultimately later baked in the oven, then it would be considered lechem, to which Rabbi Yehuda said in response to the Tanakhama, no, ein lechem ela ofer betana me'ikara. To be considered lechem bread, it has to be that it was only originally baked in the oven. However, here, since it was not originally baked in an oven, lav lechem was not going to be considered bread because here it was first made in a frying pan or with the boiling hot water and then made in the oven. The Rebbe Yehuda says, even though ultimately it's baked, that would not be considered lechem. And again, therefore, we have no proof for Rebbe Yehuda to resolve his difficulty from that braisa to say he has a Tanakh opinion, because we could explain this, that everyone holds that not like him, that it's you're going to be exempt if it's made in the ilpas. Here, their whole machlokes was, if then later it's made in the oven, would that be enough to make it valid as lechem? To which Amar Rava says, so my time at Rebbe Yehuda, what is the understanding of Rebbe Yehuda's opinion? Why is it, if it's later baked, that it wouldn't be considered lechem? Ultimately, you're making it to lechem. And that is, the Chesivik says, a pasuk in Vayikra, which talks about the klolos that's going to happen to the Jewish people, v'ofu eser noshim lachmechem betanur echad. So it says that 10 women are going to have to bake your bread in one oven. However, one thing we do see from that analogy is that lechem ha'ofu betanur echad kar lechem. That bread that's baked in one oven, that's what's called lechem. However, it's not baked in one oven, rather to the contrary, if it's made in two, quote, ovens. For example, if it's first made in a frying pan, and then it's made in an oven, then in karalechem. That's not called bread. It has to be betaner echad in one oven, then that's called bread. If it's made in two ovens, that's not, and that's what he argues on the Tanakhama. But again, no opinion necessarily holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara continues with a story to illustrate this halacha of ilpis, of this frying pan. So Yosef Rabba v'Rab Yosef achared Reb Zera. So Rabba and Reb Yosef were sitting behind Reb Zera. V'Yosef Reb Zera kamed Ula, and Reb Zera was sitting in front of Ula. So Amalei Rabba said to Reb Zera, who was in front of him, Bayimene Ula, go ask from Ula the following question. Hidrik min bifnim. If, let's say, the bread was placed on the inside of the frying pan, and then v'hirtiach min b'chutz, it was heated up from the outside, that it was put on the fire, just like the way we do it. You put it on, then you put on the fire. Mahu, what's the halacha? Would that be given the categorical definition of lechem? So he said back to him, he says, my Amalei, what should I tell him? If I'm going to tell him, Amalei, he's going to tell me, hainu my silpas. This is the case conceptualization of the frying pan, which we just said, that is the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So what are we asking him? We know already what that is. That's the machlekes regarding Maisa Ilpas. If that's something that's mechuyev mechal, is that called lechem or not? So only Rabbi Yisrael Rabzeir, then Rabbi Yisrael Torah Rabzeir. B'yimim Ula, ask him Ula the following question. Hidvik mibifnim, if it was first put inside the frying pan, v'avuk connected, however, the flame was on the top, opposite the dough itself, and you have the heat of the fire that's broiling in the on top of the frying pan, and therefore it's going to be baking very quickly. Mahu, what's the halacha over there? Maybe there that would be like how it's baked in the oven, which is exposed to the fire directly, and not like a pot of a Maisa Ilpas. Maybe there would be considered lachem. So Malaysa, he responded to him. He says, my Emily, what am I going to tell him? The Amin because if I tell him this question, Amalei is going to tell me, what do you mean? Most poor people, that's exactly how they make their, quote, Maisa Ilpas, their breads that are made in the frying pan. And that's because since they don't have so much firewood, they want to go ahead and cook it very quick, bake it very quickly, so they have the fire going directly on it, and therefore that's obviously in the category of Maisa Ilpas, and therefore that's essentially the same Achleikas, Abriach and Ish Lakish, and therefore what's the point? I may ask him any questions.